This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 493 for Wednesday, July 28th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were weaker Wednesday morning, seeing some follow-through selling after yesterday's late turn lower. Canola down $5 to $12 in early activity. November down $5.20 at $888.20 per ton. Speculative positioning is a feature with the underlying fundamentals still supportive for canola. Scattered thunderstorm activity was bringing moisture to some dry areas of the prairies, but the forecasts remain hot and dry overall, with any moisture at this stage unlikely to do much to help drought-stricken crops. The Chicago soy complex is holding near unchanged in early activity, and that's providing little direction for canola. Malaysian palm oil was down sharply overnight, and that was a bit bearish. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both steady to higher, while wheat is posting solid gains. Soybeans, they're up a penny in the November contract at $13.60¾. All eyes in the soy market are on shifting Midwestern weather forecasts and what they mean for production. The latest outlooks call for hot and dry conditions to continue into the middle of August, but the longer-range outlook is for more moderate conditions later in that month. Corn, it's also finding support from weather uncertainty. The September contract up 1.5 cents at $5.50 per bushel. Frost in Brazilian corn-growing regions was also supportive, with a rally in wheat today also providing some spillover support for corn. Wheat up sharply across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat up 19 cents in the September contract at $8.98 per bushel. Kansas City up 15 cents in September at $6.57 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 19 cents in September at $6.94 per bushel. A crop tour of U.S. spring wheat growing regions this week is showing yields well below average in the Dakotas, as crops there were decimated by drought. Bullish chart signals contributed to the gains, with a move above nearby resistance levels encouraging additional buying. However, seasonal harvest pressure for winter wheat did pressure values somewhat. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, July 28th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.